In a human's life, many different experiences can be encountered. One of them is being put in a holding cell for committing a crime. About 2,180,500 juveniles were arrested in 2007. In my first interview, Brian Black talks about his experience before, during, and after the holding cell.
Hi, I'm Brian. I was 15 when I got put in the holding cell. And this is my story. I punched some kid and I spit on him. And then they called the cops and said that me and my friends robbed them.
Why did you want to punch this kid?
Because he was saying shit. He was talking shit.
He told you he was talking shit.
Right.
What made you want to hit him after you heard?
It just made me mad, and then I made a bet with my friend.
What was the bet?
That he said $5 each. There's like three of us. He said $5 each. Says and if I hit him, I'm gonna get $5 from my friend.
So, when did you, like, look for him, or did you just wait till he found him?
No, I just waited till he popped up. I wasn't going out of my way looking for him.
So, how did you find him?
I was at the store, and my friend called me. He was back at the park, and said that he was down by the park, and he said, hurry up, you can get him. So, I put my food down, I was done eating anyway, and I ran out. And then I called him.
You just walked into him? Did he fight you back?
I said, I hit him and he fell down.
Then did you leave the park?
No, I spit on him and I left.
You just spit on him and walked away?
Yeah.
Nobody said anything?
No, and then everybody who was with him, they started getting a light on or anything else. And some girls started screaming. It was annoying. I had just walked off, though.
When did the cops come since you left?
Oh, we left and went to my friend's house. And then later on, some cops start calling my phone, acting like someone, saying, yeah, come meet me and everything else. And I hung up on them. We already thought it was probably cops. So we just didn't pay no mind. And then eventually they came to the house and got me and my friend. And they came out and then they brought some kids in a cop car to identify us. And then they just locked us up, me and my friend.
So how was the cop right there? Were you guys in the same car, different car?
It was like a couple cars came, some white cops. And then the paddy wagon came and they put me and my friend in the paddy wagon, in the back of the paddy wagon.
What you doing in the paddy wagon?
Yeah, we're just laughing.
What were you laughing?
I don't know, this is stupid. And then some of my other friends were walking up the street and they seen us. And they want they
saw you in the paddy wagon?
Yeah, they seen us getting locked up when we were leaving. Well, they went the other way before they had got in trouble too.
And then what was it like when you got there? What did it look like?
I don't really know how to describe it. It was just a little kind of small, and then it was just stupid.
When you got to the police, what did they do?
They searched us. They asked us some questions. But then they just put us in they put us each in a separate holding cell. I was in one, and my friend was in the one next to me.
What did you guys do?
We just had to sit there. They let us sit there on the metal bench for the longest time. It was just annoying. It was boring. When they put us in there, they took our hoodies. And they said they weren't allowed to give us the hoodie because of the string. We weren't allowed to have the string. So they just said, if you want the hoodie, then we'll take your string. And then they took my friend's shoelaces. And we just had to sit in the cell for a while. And I just kept asking to go to the bathroom because I was bored, just wanted to walk around. Cops were They're assholes, though. They're just sitting there messing with us the whole time. It's just annoying.
Did they let you go to the bathroom?
Yeah, they let me go to the bathroom. Like, I went like 4 times, too. I was just bored.
Could you talk to your friend?
I mean, no, because couldn't really even see each other and talk, but we started getting on the costume though, because we were in here already, like, probably 2 hours already, nothing to do.
Mm-hmm.
So we start, like, banging on the tiles in between, like, because it was a cell right next to mine, so he would bang on the wall and make a beat, and then I would repeat it, and then I would do it, and then he would mimic mine. It was funny. The cops started yelling at us, wanted to shut the fuck up, and this, that, and that, I think.
And you didn't?
Eventually we stopped, and when they start getting mad.
How'd your parents find out?
As soon as they locked us up, they called.
Did they ask you for your house number?
Yeah, they asked us for all our numbers, name, information, a whole bunch of dumb stuff. The station, and whatever. Well, I don't know what they told them, but my parents didn't get there for a while because they were holding me because they had a process. We'd get my name, they had to do fingerprints. They took my fingerprints. We took pictures. They had to do all the same thing, but we did that. They took us out and did that at the same time. So the whole time, when they took us out of the cell to take us to get the fingerprints, they put the shackles on our feet and our hands, and were like walking us through. It's like, felt like we were on death row. We just freaking assassinated the president or something.
When your parents picked you up, what exactly happened? Who picked you up
from? No, I mean, they just came and picked me up. It was like 5 o'clock in the morning. We're in there
for... Your dad came and picked you up?
No, my dad came and picked me up. I was in there until like 5 in the morning. Locked up at like 8:30, 9 o'clock at night.
You didn't go to sleep?
Mm-hmm. You know, I was able to fall asleep for a little bit, but only like 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just sitting there awake the whole time, bored, nothing to do. They gave us sandwiches though.
What time?
I don't know, probably like 2-3 hours after we were there. They gave us a piece of bread, another piece of cheese, and a little ass water bottle.
Did you get in trouble?
What do you mean did I get in trouble?
Like, grabbing?
No, I just told my parents. I just got into a fight and got carried away. He took it to war. The kid got mad because he called. They wrote me a court date and went to court. And got put on probation. And then I had to go back to court in September. And I got off probation. Everything was wiped. Wiped my case off and I had no record.
Hearing Brian's experience in the holding cell was interesting. Perhaps it was the situation he was in that caught interest, or what being in the holding cell was like. However, here's Taylor Stover's story about being put in a holding cell.
My name is Taylor Stover, and I was arrested in 8th grade when I was 14. It was for shoplifting. I used to be a kleptomaniac, which means I had a problem with stealing. I was constantly stealing. Wherever I went, I had the urge to steal. And I got arrested. I was in a holding cell for 8 hours, and I tell you it was the worst 8 hours of my life. For the first 2 hours, I just cried my eyes out, and the cops were making fun of me, treating me badly, and then two boys came, so they moved me to a holding cell with girls, and it was kind of, I know this is not a funny experience, but the girls, they were like these two big girls, and they were throwing their sandwiches on the wall, throwing their water on the wall, and I mean, I kind of laughed, and like, it was hard to fall asleep because the wooden benches were so hard, and my mom came to pick me up. She didn't say anything to me, and then we got to my dad. My dad was at the Ronald McDonald House that night, and we got there, and he looked at me and said, did they put you in handcuffs? And I said, yes, and he just gave me a hug, and I didn't get grounded. There were a lot of consequences. I had to do community service, blah, 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 stuff like that, but it kind of ended, and I mean, of course, they told me if I ever get arrested again, they're not going to be as nice, but it was my first time. I was young, and like, I was young, and like, you know, it will never.
Taylor had a different experience than Brian. However, they both got what they deserved for crossing boundaries and going against the law. Hopefully, this podcast has a chance to teach minors and maybe even elders about the correct way to act, the difference between right and wrong, but more importantly, the law.